Due to the graphic nature of this program, viewer discretion is advised.
Stand by, guys. I think it's going to go.
You made the handoff.
He's next to me.
Go, go, go.
8:15 p.m.
I will pay to have him dead.
This is an AR-15 converted to full auto.
All the suspects are on board.
Right on the money.
Ivan Grant.
That's exactly it.
What you see in the next hour may shock you.
I will even help bury him.
Stings.
I'll blow your brains out, I swear to God.
Sensational police camera footage of real cops and real undercover stings.
Why don't you walk in front of the camp? There you go.
To catch the uncatchable. The ones who think they can't be stopped.
You're under arrest!
Much of this footage has never before been seen.
Should we put her in a tub and electrocute her?
But the police want you to know what these criminals are planning.
I think you're gonna like this.
And what the cops are doing to stop them. Bizarre scams. Unusual stings.
Hands up, hands up.
Incredible surprises.
He's not!
And you will be there breathless when it all goes wrong. This is the real thing. Gotcha.
I'm Sheriff John Bunnell. I've been catching crooks with sting operations for 25 years. And from the simplest to the most elaborate, one thing is true of every successful sting. At some point, you have to get inside the criminal mind. You have to see through their eyes and think the way they think. So get ready. For the next hour, you're going undercover on the world's scariest police stings.
Long Beach, California. This is Charles Pritchett, husband, father, preacher. This is his wife, Perma Jean. After 15 years of holy matrimony, she's about to commit the gravest sin of all. She wants her husband dead. She hires a hitman, or so she thinks. The man getting into her Camaro is really a police operative. And he's wired for sound.
Don't beat him up on that like that, just blows his head off.
Reverend Pritchett has a theory about the motive.
She put a hit out on me for my insurance money of $100,000. It was just so much greed, so much hatred.
John, don't take him nowhere.
Just smoke him as soon as he gets to the car. Take him out.
Take him out right then and there, because if he doesn't, I'm serious. He's going to be nothing but in trouble.
And I said, wow, how cold-blooded. I mean, no respect for my life at all.
What she says next reveals how callous she really is.
You know, we can get out and get some donuts.
Yeah.
Okay.
The deal is set. The police ask Reverend Pritchett to be part of the sting. All he has to do is play dead.
We scouted out a field, and we went to the field, and it made me up.
But the detective in charge doesn't have time to hire a makeup artist.
But our makeup consisted of the available dirt and some ketchup, I believe it was from McDonald's.
And, you know, we took some shots of a dead man, Mr. Pritchett dead. She wanted me dead, so I became dead. It looked real, you know, it looked good. I mean, I'm sorry to say, but it looked like real Hollywood.
The police informed Perma Jean that something bad may have happened to her husband. They bring her to the phony murder scene. The body, of course, has been removed, but the police do have a photograph.
He's got a picture he wants me to have you look at. If you could take a quick look.
He shows her the photo. He can hardly believe what a good actress she is. When the officer tries to take the photo back, she gives him the performance of her life.
Okay, let me take that, Jean.
At this point, they take her back to the station. She thinks she's coming down to identify her husband's belongings. What she doesn't know is the police are about to drop a bombshell. If you thought her acting was good before, watch this.
A couple of developments have come up in this case, man. Okay. One of which
might be a shock to you, okay? But you're going to be placed under arrest for solicitation for murder for hire.
What? That's a lie. How was that work? I haven't been nowhere. I go to work and come home. I'm with my kids. I'm at work. That is it. That's all I do.
But there's another shock in store for Perma Jean. They are about to bring in her husband, very much alive.
Your husband's not dead.
I can imagine. He's not.
No.
He's not.
A door opens. It's him. They quickly take him away.
Ma'am, you are under arrest for solicitation for murder for hire.
I didn't. I worked with my husband. I went to the man. He'll tell you what. I meant to.
I'll never forget it. I will never forget it. And I think it was just like, wow, he's alive. Basically, it was, he's alive. I didn't kill him.
He's not.
No.
He's not.
My whole thing when I went in there was just to see her face for the last time. Like, oops, I messed up. I'm caught red-handed, and there's no way I can get out of this one.
As a result of this sting, Perma Jean got 9 years. Reverend Pritchett got a new lease on life.
In Portland, Oregon, when the bad guys know all the tricks, then we have to come up with some tricks they don't know. We put undercover cops in a cab and hide a camera in the meter.
180, we might have some right here.
Oh, those guys look like prime candidates.
Portland, Oregon. The street dealers here know every sting in the book, so the cops have to come up with new ones.
¿Qué pasa?
Hey, the lady wants some cola. Are you doing any good?
How much?
40.
40.
All right.
In a nearby van, narcs wait patiently for the sting to go down.
Give it to her. I don't want anything to do with her, okay?
He made the handoff.
Gun arrest, police officer! Spit! Spit!
The dealer tries to swallow the evidence. The narcs have to move fast.
Get his arm back.
How you doing? Hey.
They quickly get back in the cab and set up for another sting.
Let's try that a little bit.
Hey, amigo. How you doing? You any coke? These fools want to drink cola.
Cola? Not for this.
Oh, afraid not. Jump in. We'll take a ride around.
Okay, they're going to take a ride.
They're making a deal.
Just as the dealer is reaching to get the dope, the officer's gun slips from behind him.
This one, eh?
Huh?
This one, yeah?
Yep.
He's talking about seeing Eddie's gun.
Right.
Better get yours out.
Get out.
He was getting ready to do a deal. He's digging in his pants. Well, there's a seat cushion in there. It's in his way. So I reached over to move the seat cushion. When I did, I had my gun tucked behind me. It fell out. It landed between he and I, and he kind of looked at me. What's that? It's a gun.
We'll come back to see how long this sting continues to work. Island Park, New York. The guys who work in this body shop are dedicated, full-service professionals. In fact, they love their work so much, they can't wait to make even more of it for themselves. The reason for their enthusiasm? They've discovered that the more damage there is to an automobile, the more they can bill the insurance company. Each received 5 years probation and had to pay $20,000 in restitution, making this undercover operation a smashing success. Coming up on World's Scariest Police Sting.
He's coming in close.
Police pose as drunks in the subway.
Go.
When a courageous cop becomes a sitting duck.
They would have kicked you in the chest, they would have kicked you in the head.
Cops make a movie to attract starstruck felons.
Welcome to Crown Casting.
And some good old boys.
Got some business for you.
Buy some stolen toys.
Electric windows, every damn thing.
What they do is scandalous. What they say is outrageous.
I will pay to have him dead.
And how they end up is justice.
On the ground, down!
I think you're gonna like this.
They might look like your friendly neighborhood garage owner.
What's happening?
Or a harmless hunter. Or a defenseless drunk. But when it comes to busting bad guys, they sure look like police.
Hands up in the air.
There are thousands of people out there wanted on felony warrants. They move around, they change their names, they know all the scams. So we have to come up with a scam they don't know.
Boston, Massachusetts, the abandoned shipyards, an ideal place to shoot a movie. Outside this building, Boston's finest nervously set up a sting to arrest fugitives wanted for everything from larceny to drugs to assault.
There's anything on you that says police officer, okay, except a handgun, okay, and cops. Ditch it. Get rid of it.
More than 500 letters are delivered to Boston's most wanted fugitives, inviting them to be extras in a Robert De Niro film. 97 respond.
And give them as little information as possible. Is Robert De Niro there? Gee, I think so. You know, he's the director.
A busload of suspects arrives at the scene. It's time for action.
Very good.
Sergeant Joseph Fiandaca stars as the cigar-smoking assistant director.
Good morning. Welcome to Crown Casting. Well, I thank you all for coming down here. Question, has anybody done any acting before? TV, what kind?
All I did is like man on the street, you know. And
excellent, excellent. Listen, if you could, when you get off the bus, would you line up by height? We just want to get a visual, okay, as to where we're going to kind of direct you. Thanks for coming.
As they line up,
how you doing?
The sergeant tells them what part they're really going to play.
Okay, I think you're going to like this. You've all been invited here for one particular reason. That's because you've got outstanding warrants on you, okay?
But I thought...
There you go, okay? You're all under arrest. Would you take your hands and put your hands behind you? Hands out of your pocket, folks, all right?
By the end of the day, all the suspects are brought to justice.
You actually got no one to blame but yourself.
And although they didn't make it to the big screen, they did get the picture, their very own mugshot.
There are thousands of motor vehicles stolen each year. And these crooks need a quick place to get rid of these cars. To an enterprising police agency, this is a wonderful opportunity to catch crooks.
Winnett County, Georgia. When car thieves around here want a quick buck for their hot vehicles, there's only one place to go. Elmo's.
As you can see, this appears to be a legitimate garage.
Elmo's got the best chop shop in the county for stolen cars.
All righty, see you in 5 minutes.
All right.
Blow the horn and pull in.
That's because Elmo always has plenty of cash, and he's open 24 hours a day. He also has video cameras. Here, 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 and here. Of course, his steady stream of customers never suspect that Elmo's a cop.
What's happening?
Where you at?
I'm at the shop.
All right, well, got some business for you.
You do.
Tonight's haul is especially sweet. A Bronco, a Grand Am, and a nice new van.
Is it full custom?
Yeah.
All right.
Electric windows, every damn thing.
And here they come. Even though the vehicles are all cherry, Elmo gives the thieves only $400 for each car.
It's grand.
But for these guys, it sure beats working for a living.
Just look at it this way. In one night's work, you just made 2 weeks' salary.
What you talking about, man? Not even one night. What it took? 30 seconds, minute.
At the most.
In these parts, Grand Theft Auto is a huge business. And nobody stacks them deep and buys them cheap like Elmo.
Step in the hall. Come on in.
When all of the evidence is tagged and the suspects are all in one place, nobody busts them like Elmo either.
On the ground.
In 7 months, Winnett County Police put the brakes on 61 suspects with a total of 370 felony charges. Over $2 million in property is recovered and returned to their rightful home. The suspects, mostly repeat offenders, are also returned to their rightful home. crimes on the subway have dropped to a point where subway felonies now account for less than 3% of the city's crimes. For 6 weeks, we went underground with the true masters of disguise to see just how they did it.
Just hold your positions.
New York subway. A cop poses as an intoxicated businessman, a helpless drunk, wearing a gold chain and a fancy watch. Adam is a rookie. This is his first day as a decoy. He knows the risk involved.
And if you don't feel comfortable with the way things are going, you just call it off.
For the first time since he joined the force, Adam gives up his gun. To a decoy, a gun is a liability.
You nervous?
No. Good luck, Adam.
Subways are a magnet for thieves and murderers. And the only way to catch these people is in the act.
Always watch their hands. If they're gonna hurt you, they're gonna hurt you with their hands. They always look for the hands.
Try to drag it, just stay in close.
At this point, Adam is utterly defenseless. He depends on police backup for protection.
Backup's moving a little bit now.
Okay, hold up. We got a male black with a black bandana. Oh, yes. He's coming in close.
Within minutes, the first one strikes.
He's moving right on to me.
Hold on, backups. Keep an eye on him.
The seemingly helpful man is really a professional thief. Watch as he quickly takes the chain from around Adam's neck.
Wait for the signal.
He snatched the chain. He snatched the chain.
Now we gotta wait for him to leave Adam. Wait until he leaves Adam.
Now the thief struggles to walk Adam toward a dark corner.
Come on, come on. Fall down, fall down. That's it, that's it. That's it. Okay, ready?
Go, go. Okay.
Train, he's through the train. Yeah. Through the train. Get back. Stand back.
Grab my chain.
In the suspect's pockets, jewelry from other victims. They move to another platform and find another predator.
Yo, stand by.
All right, guys, everybody in position.
He's now removing the chain. Stand by.
But he won't get to keep it for long.
Stairway two.
In the subway, crooks are finally getting the message.
The property?
I got the property.
Stand by, guys, I think it's gonna go.
These helpless victims.
Police, please!
Might not be so helpless after all. Next on World's Scariest Police Stings. You'll be shocked.
Should we put her in a tub and electrocute her?
At what criminals are willing to do.
I will even help bury him.
But you'll be amazed at what cops are willing to do to stop them. Because sometimes the only way to catch a bad guy is to become one.
Do you care how it's done?
The money is real.
There's 25,000 here.
The drugs are real.
There is a kilo.
The weapons are real.
That is a $4,000 gun.
But the only real animals are the humans.
I will pay to have him dead.
In cases of murder for hire, the cop posing as a killer is under tremendous pressure because he knows he has to get all of the evidence for conviction and he has to do it now. Otherwise, the suspect might just walk out the door and find someone else to do the killing.
La Crosse, Wisconsin, 1977. Jim and Susan Schumann are married, young and very much in love. 20 years later, when Susan asks for a divorce, Jim decides he would rather see his wife dead. He hires a hitman, the man in the baseball cap.
Do you want me to get started here? Or?
Well, what's this going to cost me?
What do you got?
Not much right now.
Well, why don't we talk about it first, and then you see if you like what I can do for you.
Let's do that.
I can talk about price.
Let's do that.
All right. I understand this is your wife. Okay.
The best is if she disappears, so there's no corpse.
Her husband's spite was nothing new to Susan Schumann.
He admitted at the beginning of this divorce that he would spend $1 million to see that I didn't get one.
Blinded with greed and hatred, Jim has no idea that his paid killer is actually an undercover cop.
You've done this before?
I know what I'm doing here.
I mean,
All right. Do you care how it's done? I mean, do you want to go quick or sleep or suffer? What's right. Make any difference?
Just go on.
Out of here.
Susan recalls hearing the tape for the first time.
Talking about, you know, should we break her neck and throw her down the stairs, or should we put her in a tub and, you know, electrocute her?
Like if I used a gun, would they hear that?
Got silencer.
The detective in charge of the sting elaborates on Schumann's motive.
There was some discussion that he wanted her dead because she could expose assets that he didn't want exposed.
I can't get the money right now. I'll tell you what, got it buried. There's frost in the ground right now.
Buried.
But okay. When are you going to want payment?
Huh, pretty damn quick.
Okay. You
know. What Jim Schumann said next shocked his wife more than anything.
And by the way, if her father's with her, kill him too.
I mean, you want what, the old man, your dad?
Well, if he's in the way, take him.
You pay for that?
I'd make it right with you.
I usually go 10 grand ahead, okay?
I need 10. If I decide to pull out in the next few days, I can beat you, so.
Well.
The cop realizes that if Schumann backs out now, he might get a real hitman later, or do it himself.
I know in my heart that he had definite plans for me. Figured he was probably going to poison me. He has a book on how to make poisons that you can't detect.
Well, you do what you gotta do, but I mean, as of right now, is this a goal for you?
It's the only way I can do it, I think, at this point.
All right, man. Well, that's all I got then.
Thank you.
All right, good. I'll take care of it for you.
And you'll get taken care of.
All right, thanks, man.
Have a good one.
You too.
Jim Schumann walks out, confident that he's just gotten away with murder.
I think that had we not been involved, that at some point Susan Schumann would be dead.
Jim Schumann was sentenced to 35 years for attempted murder. But he has an appeal pending that may overturn his conviction.
You know, the best is if there's no corpse.
Trapping experienced hunters who illegally shoot deer from the public roads isn't easy to do. So Arizona Rangers set up Buster, a dummy deer decoy.
It certainly puts the officer and the deer and the hunter in the same spot at the same time.
Very carefully, the sharpshooters sneak up on their prey.
Yeah, he stopped. Looks like he's gonna shoot.
Only to be caught by the fish and game rangers sneaking up on them.
Guns down!
You're in violation. You shot from a maintained public road.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I spotted that one quick.
Meanwhile, back in Portland, the drug dealers are still falling for the taxicab sting.
Okay, I'm gonna make the corner here and pull over and see if I can get some attention. These guys standing on a corner. How you doing? There's someplace around here we can get some cola? How much? 20 bucks.
20 bucks?
Only 40.
40?
Yeah.
I'm 40.
Okay.
No, he didn't get it. Oh, there, guy spit it out. The guy in the blue tank top and a red headband just spit it out and gave it to the guy.
And of course, before the deal, the inevitable question.
You know a cop?
Huh?
You know a cop?
No.
We gotta do these people right now.
Texas Street.
The bus sign.
Texas Street.
There they go.
Turn to the left, police officer!
Yes. And so they get another one. And one after another.
Turn to the left!
The stings just keep on going. Coming up on World's Scariest Police Sting. The wildest. The most terrifying.
Don't make a move.
The most unexpected.
Turn to the left!
From crooked cab drivers.
$97.
To devious doctors.
Yeah, move slow.
That's it.
And a stolen car that lets you in, but doesn't let you out. The craziest.
Drew a little bit.
The most outrageous.
If you could do this, you could do this.
The sneakiest.
We're in a restroom.
And the most dangerous stings ever caught on tape.
In almost every sting operation, you're depending on your surveillance equipment to keep your backup teams informed. But if this equipment happens to fail, you can find yourself in big trouble.
8:15 p.m., Four Seasons Hotel, Philadelphia, undercover meet.
It has taken U.S. Customs 4 years to prepare for this moment.
I purchased 1 kilogram of heroin.
At the last moment, the operation is almost nixed because of faulty surveillance equipment. Then, one of the Nigerian heroin couriers sits directly in front of the evidence camera.
You gotta take the comfort, man. What's up, man?
The undercover agent convinces the smuggler to move. But now both audio and video start to break up, and the surveillance team in the next room can't see or hear what's going on. So as the $200,000 deal finally goes down and the undercover cop gives the bus signal, Cujo, nothing happens. The agent, unaware of the technical problems, desperately yells out the bus signal again.
Cujo ain't gonna like it. I mean, what the f*** are you gonna do?
At last, the bus team gets the message. In spite of the flawed equipment, the concealed camera records enough evidence to lock up these high rollers for a long, long time.
Let me tell you something. I can get you guys away for 10 years to life with no questions asked.
You think about that.
We now have a surprise for car thieves. The bait car. A car rigged so that within seconds the engine goes dead and the door locks. It's called a rat trap.
To car thieves, this red BMW is a hot set of wheels worth a lot of money.
Get on, get on.
But to the police, it's a rat trap. A bait car rigged to nab crooks. It looks like easy pickings, but once the car thieves are inside, the door latches won't work and the windows won't open. Then the engine dies.
What was that? I told you, guys.
They're caught, helpless, waiting for the police to let them out. It's a never-ending cycle. The bait car is stolen, and the bait car stops. Here, the panicky suspect tries to muscle his way out. He doesn't get far, because no matter how they exit the vehicle, they all wind up in the same place. So it's called a rat trap, because the rats are trapped inside.
Put your hands right now, boss. Put your hands up in the air.
The secret of any drug sting is to come up with something so unusual that it will confuse the crooks, stop them from being suspicious.
Well, first, I have to lift my legs
up. This cop has a new twist in going undercover. He becomes Charlie, a strung-out addict in a wheelchair.
Are you going to drive me to the car?
Today, he's buying a half a pound of black tar heroin.
The warrants are all ready to go.
Another undercover cop plays his nurse. Together, they meet the dealers in a nearby park.
This is 5,000 here, okay? 5, 6, 7.
Charlie waits for the right moment. Then pounces on the unsuspecting dealer, overpowering him immediately. Even the dealer has to admit, he's impressed.
Nice trick. So glad.
Stings on doctors and professionals are the hardest to set up because juries don't want to believe a doctor would do something like that. What we see here is a man going to see a chiropractor with a camera hidden in his briefcase.
Now I'm going to push down on the top of your head. Do you feel any pain? And you go, ah.
This chiropractor is coaching the patient in the fine art of faking a back injury.
And now when you rotate this way, to your left, you feel the pain.
Listen to the contempt he has for those who don't break the law.
But the thing is, a lot of these guys are so stupid that they don't tell their patients what to do.
Fraud is just what this doctor ordered. Here, he barely even looks at the patient before pronouncing her totally disabled.
All right, Linda. All right. That's it. I'll see you in 4 weeks.
Okay. Thanks.
What you saw there was the entire exam.
Linda. All right. That's it. I'll see you in 4 weeks.
Okay. Thanks.
All right. This woman billed the insurance company for 79 visits that never took place. Over 20 doctors are brought to justice for ripping off taxpayers with fake Medicare and workman's comp claims.
You'll get the Oscar here, babe. Don't worry. Okay,
Mark, go. Next on World's Scariest Police Sting.
Put your hands up.
Gotcha.
Don't move.
In New York, a crooked cabbie has a trick for travelers.
Excuse me, sir. I do speak English.
In Wisconsin, a homicidal housewife has a hired killer.
I will even help bury him.
And in L.A., a Nigerian drug lord has a Learjet, a foolproof scheme, and a freighter full of dope.
That's it.
Gotcha. When they're this deadly.
I will pay to have him dead.
And this dangerous.
This is an AR-15 converted to full auto.
And this difficult to catch.
Get out! Put your hands up!
There's only one way to get them.
All the suspects are on board.
Sting them. The object of any sting is to get evidence that will stand up in court. Here it was as simple as putting a hat over a hidden camera on a dashboard. La Crosse, Wisconsin. The man driving this car has a rendezvous with Carolyn Grimsled. The police monitor their every move as he picks her up in a busy parking lot.
Carlin's going.
Could be a hell of a lot better in life. Hey.
They talk about the weather.
At least it's not raining out, right?
This is true.
They talk about marriage.
We got married June 29th.
Who are we talking about here?
My husband.
Then they talk about murder.
Well, my soon-to-be ex-husband, I hope.
The murder of her husband. The police listen to every word.
So what do you want me to do to your husband?
I don't want him on this earth anymore.
And though she's only 5'1", she has a huge appetite for money.
See, if he's dead, we come out rich because it's $50,000 on him.
Her husband was well aware of Caroline's greed.
Because I said we're going to get divorced, that the money was going to stop, and she decided to go after it all at once.
Do you want this guy beaten up, or do you want me to kill this guy?
I want him dead.
Okay.
I ain't getting no money unless he's dead.
What she tells the undercover officer next is truly chilling.
I will pay to have him dead. Dead as a doorknob. I will even help bury him.
Well, that'll cut down on the cost.
That's right.
Ron Grimsled could hardly believe it.
I was amazed at how wrong my judgment had been in being involved with her.
The police want this woman off the street for a long time. The chief investigator explains exactly what they need to make their case.
The actual act of turning cash over or some type of financial move to upgrade it to an attempted murder.
Well, we talked about upfront money. Did you bring me some upfront money today?
All I got to my name is $50, and I'll give you that. Wow. I'll give you my rings, I'll give you my car title, I'll give you whatever you want.
The undercover detective gives her one more chance to really think about what she's doing.
You know, every once in a while when I shoot these people, and sometimes I'm not as accurate as I should be, these people have a tendency to suffer. Does that bother you at all?
No, not at all. Sorry, I didn't mean to laugh, but no, not at all.
With no remorse at all, the deal is made. But suddenly, Caroline gets suspicious.
Now, one more thing from you.
You want to hug me to make sure I'm not wired? Okay. There you go.
Thank you.
All right.
We all got to be safe, don't we?
I agree. Have a good day.
You too. And I'm going to have me a wonderful weekend.
She didn't have a wonderful weekend. The moment she got to her car, she was arrested for attempted murder.
She was sentenced to 18 years in the Wisconsin prison for women. The court had their opportunity to see the videotape, and that's probably why she got a higher sentence than she probably would have gotten if the tape wasn't there.
I mean, I will pay to have him dead. Dead as a doorknob. I will even help bury him.
I think that eventually she would have gotten it done. I'm not ready to go yet.
New York City. Catching crooked cab drivers is tough. So this investigator hid a camera in her purse. She's gone undercover to collect evidence against fare gouging taxi drivers who prey on weary and lost travelers. Immediately, she's approached. Fooled into believing she's a helpless foreigner, the driver hustles her into his cab without saying how much it's going to cost. Once she's in the cab, he triples the price on a $30 fare.
How much is it?
99.
But he's in for a big surprise when they get to the hotel.
How much?
97 dollars? Excuse me, sir. I do speak English.
He ends up cowering and running when a well-spoken woman confronts him.
I'd like to know why you're about to charge me $97 for a $30 cab ride.
And so ends the career of a cheating cab driver in a face-to-face encounter with an undercover sting.
I'd like to know why you're about to charge me $97 for a $30 cab ride. How come?
In almost every narcotic sting, after all the plans and scams are done, it comes down to one cop undercover face-to-face with the crooks.
This is Eddie Fullis. He's DEA, undercover. He's working on the biggest sting of his career. This is Sam Essel, a Nigerian drug lord. This is Chuka Okeke, his number one man in the US of A. These men have a large shipment of guns and heroin arriving in 3 days. Eddie plans to take them down. The DEA has consented to release this footage to us for the first time ever in America. This is Eddie's boss, Jimmy C. He knows just how extremely dangerous a case like this can be. Eddie shows him a sample of the guns.
See, this is an AR-15 converted to full auto.
Right. That's illegal right there.
That is a 10-year charge. You can probably imagine what these guys are going to provide on the day of the offloading. You get this guy to trust you with his life, because that's what he's dealing with. When he sells you dope, he trusts you with his life.
But trust costs money, big money. So Eddie installs cameras in a Lear jet, and at 60,000 feet, he produces over $1 million in flash money, just to prove he's a player. Now that he has their trust, Eddie needs to find out exactly where and when the dope will arrive.
This will be the concentrated area right here.
Okay.
He arranges a meeting in a Los Angeles hotel.
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4.
Every bit of evidence has to be caught on tape.
Why don't you walk in front of the camp? There you go.
Okay.
But there can be no guns and no backup in this room.
Okay, can you see me?
Yeah.
Eddie meets them at the airport.
What's up, man?
And brings them to the hotel.
What are we
gonna
toast to?
Eddie pushes hard for answers.
So all together, how much weed?
About 2,000 pounds.
So 2,200 and then 10 brown.
10 brown, yeah.
Okay.
It finally pays off. Sam shows Eddie a bill of lading for a ship called the Ivangrad.
There it is.
There's absolutely no doubt in my mind whatsoever. This guy would take my life in a heartbeat if he knew what was going on.
The next day, Eddie wants to raid the boat and arrest the Nigerians. However, Eddie's boss is worried that they may be going too fast.
You can't stall for another 2 days. I'm asking.
Absolutely, unequivocally not. What's the hesitation? I don't understand. I have no idea why you're hesitating. No, we can't. We have to do this. He's got to go down.
All right, we make preparation for him to go down before he leaves on the 27th.
Hello.
The next day, the final piece falls into place.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What's the name of the boat?
Ivan Grant. That's exactly it.
Yeah. That's dynamite.
Sending 270.
Their surveillance plane has spotted the ship coming into port.
That's it. Ivan Grant.
All units, get ready.
As soon as the criminals start to unload the boat, the DEA assault team strikes fast and hard. Inside the boat, they find bales marked rubber. But inside the bales, they find something else entirely. Drugs, worth over $17 million. Once the dope is secure, Eddie arranges to arrest Sam and his sidekick.
When you convince these people to do this stuff, you're talking them out of their lives, because nobody's gonna go down for less than 20 in this case.
So the sting took a Learjet, $1 million, a swank hotel room, a yacht in the marina, and a whole lot of nerve to bring down this one dealer. Worth it? You bet. Coming up next on World's Scariest Police Stings.
Keep an eye on that boat that's just coming in there. That is a questionable boat.
A sting I commanded myself.
I need to know from you what your gut feeling is.
To catch a cocaine dealer who was untouchable.
How do I know you're not a cop?
Because when all else fails...
Yeah, my Glockenspiel.
Sometimes it pays to be outrageous.
When I was with the sheriff's office in Portland, Oregon, I was personally in charge of this next sting. There were some coke dealers we were trying to bust for a long time. We knew we couldn't get them with an ordinary scam, so we rented a yacht in a marina.
I need to know from you what your gut feeling is and how they're going to do this thing. They'll come down to the boat or they won't come down to the boat?
I think they will.
You think they will?
I think they will.
And they did. Inside the cabin, our undercover officers quickly set up the cameras.
Do we have the primaries moving?
Garbo 90, everybody stay out here.
I hope they don't decide to make a lunch date out of this.
The officer has good reason to be nervous. When you're buying a kilo of pure cocaine from guys like this, anything can go wrong.
Okay, 184, it appears that all the suspects are on board.
How do I know you're not a cop?
When we heard that, we started preparing for the worst.
Eddie and I will take him at gunpoint.
Okay, pal. I got my Glockenspiel.
But incredibly, the next thing we heard was our man showing them the money.
What are we paying for this, 28?
Yep.
That'll work for me.
It's amazing how quickly trust can be bought for $28,000.
See if we can do business again.
Here they go.
The bust is on.
Okay, Mark, go.
Police, wait! Get out! Get down! Get down on the ground!
Put your hands up!
Don't move!
Now blow your brains out, I swear to God. Don't make a move.
Oh, look at there. There's a kilo.
And there's the money.
Good job, buddy. That's been waiting a long time to get that guy.
Yeah.
Stand by, guys. I think it's gonna go.
He made the handoff.
Stings. The last resort. When there's no other way. As long as crooks think they're above the law, the police will be there, and they won't stop until the criminals are behind bars. Gotcha.